Hi, welcome back to another edition of 50 Info, the show where cops talk to the community. I'm that cop, retired Sergeant Darren Birch with the Phoenix Police Department and honorary lifetime Silent Witness Board member. And Silent Witness is a nonprofit organization dedicated to solving and preventing violent crimes in your community. When I say community, I'm talking the entire valley, A through Q, Avondale to Queen Creek, and everything in between. So if you have any information about unsolved felony crime or a fugitive, please call Silent Witness at 480-WITNESS. That number straight up is 480-948-6377. You can also leave a tip online at silentwitness.org. Also, completely anonymous. And if that tip leads to an arrest or indictment of a suspect in unsolved felony crime, you could earn up to $1,000 or even more. You see, it truly pays to fight crime. But more importantly, you're keeping your community safe with Silent Witness. Well, I am going solo again today. My co-host, my cohort in crime, Silent Witness Sergeant Extraordinaire Jamie Rothschild is away on vacation, and we wish him a great time as we're dying in this heat. And I have a wonderful guest for you today. It is the director of the Arizona Auto Theft Authority, Fred Zumbo. And Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Darren.
Now, could you tell us what is Arizona Auto Theft Authority, other than what it sounds like?
What we are, we're a state agency that uses no taxpayer money directly from the general fund. We get our funding through the insurance industry, where there is a dollar assessment on each insurance policy. It's written on cars in Arizona. And we get that money at the Auto Theft Authority to utilize, to put it back into the community for not only law enforcement activities, but for community awareness and for prosecution of criminals.
So you kind of work hand in hand with other local, like Phoenix Police Department's auto theft and Peoria's auto theft. Do they kind of work with you hand in hand in terms of access and assistance and resources?
Yes, we do. We work very closely with our law enforcement partners. It's critical because they are our eyes and ears on the ground that can prevent crimes from happening, especially auto theft, because everything really starts with a stolen vehicle. You see all the things that are happening in the metropolitan area and statewide that are, and even across the country, with stolen vehicles being involved in serious injury accidents, where carjackings, where people are hurt. So our goal is to make our communities safe.
Yeah, I mean, bad guys are in vehicles. I mean, yeah, there's some that take public transit, but when we see a stolen vehicle, at least when I was in burglary or robbery and so forth, we think, oh, they're going to be using that crime, that vehicle, in the commission of another crime. So it's a crime to utilize in another crime. We see them taking over the border. We see thefts inside a vehicle of guns, which is a huge concern, is it not?
Yes, we're having a big problem nationwide with people just not securing their vehicles when they're parked in their driveways, leaving weapons and guns inside of vehicles. And we think that is a really bad thing because, for example, in Jacksonville, Florida, they have close to 250 guns have been stolen from unlocked vehicles in their jurisdiction just in 2018 alone, just in the first 6 months. It's an epidemic, and this is something that we do not want to see. We do not want any more guns out in the hands of bad guys on the streets. We have law enforcement has a big enough issue with guns as it is now with people who should not have them. So a responsible gun ownership, it does involve taking care of your guns and securing them.
In addition to partnership with local law enforcement, what are some of the other programs that you offer? And do you have some type of campaign going on now that you want to kind of educate the public on?
Yes. One of the things that we're doing is we are rolling out a massive public relations campaign to get the people to understand that they can take crime prevention into their own hands. And what we call it is the 9 p.m. routine. And this was a concept that started out of Pasco County, Florida, outside of Tampa. And it was kind of taken off with the hit TV show on A&E, Live PD. One of those things that we see is that when we engage the public on social media, we have a very good impact in people taking care of their own items, they're taking their own safety into their own hands.
And 9 p.m., is there a significance with that time frame, i.e. bad guys are out after 9?
Well, it's interesting. There is, you know, we call it the 9 p.m. routine, but it's we want to get folks into the habit of securing their personal belongings, their vehicles, take your valuables out, lock your car at night before you go to bed. As it happened to be, you tie into the live PD. Live PD just happens to start at 9 o'clock. So they kind of picked up on that. And we say it doesn't matter what time you do the 9 p.m. routine, as long as you do the 9 p.m. routine.
Gotcha. When we're talking about social media and getting this word out, is there a way that someone can get a hold of you to learn more information through social media? Do you have a website? Is there any kind of information that you want to direct our listeners to?
Yes, certainly. You can use the hashtag 9 p.m. routine or 9 p.m. routine AZ. You can also azwatchyourcar.com. That is our website, and that will give you more information as to the programs that we do, who we are. And you know, one of the things that we like to say is that we like to be in the background, but we want to really, really get folks to really take care of their surroundings and their security.
You know, when I talk about social media, which now is synonymous with life. I mean, everyone has social media, especially the younger generation. Myself, kind of getting older, I'm trying to get my head wrapped around. But social media can really help out in these type of situations, can it not? In terms of not just getting out the word about hashtag 9 p.m. routine Arizona, but as far as different apps and so forth where you can kind of monitor your vehicle, kind of like what LoJack used to do. Can you kind of touch upon some of those things a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. There's many things that you could do. I think that a lot of neighbors communicate with the different kind of social media. I know that Nextdoor is one of the apps that people use. And I like to say that it's not like it was in the 50s where everybody knew their neighbor by their name and you socialize. But what you need to know in your community, you need to be aware of what's going on in your neighborhood and at least know what the routine of your neighbors are. And if you see something suspicious, don't be afraid to go out and contact law enforcement, because that's what law enforcement is here for. But we do want to stress that we have to take care of our own
property. As a community.
I'm
so glad you touched upon contacting law enforcement. The one gripe, I guess, I would say about these different social sites like Nextdoor is that a lot of times I'll see something on it and I'm thinking, oh, I hope they told that to police. And then you find out they didn't. They never actually report to police. So these apps, these social sites, I should say, are great, but they're not in lieu of law enforcement. It's in addition to. Would you agree?
Absolutely. When we talk about auto theft prevention, we talk about it in a layered approach. And I kind of look at it in three ways. The first way is where you and your property are at that particular time, whether it's in a parking lot or whether it's at your house, that you take care of your own business first. You secure your own property. Then the second level is usually at home. The local police department will be patrolling the neighborhood. They don't automatically are going to check every door to see if it's unlocked. But then the third layer is if your vehicle does happen to get stolen and it's out in the streets, that we have the ability, law enforcement has the ability to detect and recover those vehicles.
If there's someone listening right now, what would you say is the major problem in terms of unsecured vehicles? Is it at parking lots and stores? Is it at somebody's home? Where do you think the criminals are really kind of that fishing hole, if you will? What kind of advice would you give to the listeners in regards to that?
I would be cognizant of what you're doing at all times, whether you're out and about, but you are most vulnerable when you're at your home. So I think that's where you need to start from there and work your way out. Start to get into a good, safe routine on protecting your valuables.
I'm glad you bring that up, because back in the day when I was on the bike squad, we'd go to the, the different malls and the big parking lots, and we would contact people about their cars. You know, is it locked? Do you lock your doors? You know, we have that contact, and it seemed like they're really vigilant about that. But then they go home and they leave it unlocked. And of course, now the bad guy not only knows that's your vehicle, but he knows where you live, or at least where you're parking your vehicle at, you know, whether this is a family member or so forth. So now they can not only victimize you through your vehicle, but now they can victimize you through your home if you leave your remote inside for your garage door. Again, if there's someone out there that is listening and wants to know more about just how to kind of keep vigilant on this, what is that social media site that you would recommend them to?
Right. With the hashtag that we're using on Twitter is a 9 p.m. routine. And then we also have azwatchyourcar.com, and that will give you tips, and it also will give some stories about things that we're following nationwide.
And kind of go back to the beginning in the time that we have left. When we talk about the your organization, which is Arizona Auto Theft Authority, how many people are there? Are they investigators? How's that department made up?
We're a very small agency. We have four employees, and we take the approximately $6.4 million a year that we take in on the insurance revenue, and we use it to put it out to the programs, to law enforcement mainly. Our biggest grantee is the DPS Auto Theft Task Force, and they go out and they're statewide. They have a statewide footprint.
And that footprint, in the minute that we have left, can you tell us a little bit about that? What do they do in conjunction with your partnership with them?
Yes, the task force is our law enforcement component, and they are part of the Border Strike Force. So what they're doing is they're out there and they're wanting to detect the stolen vehicles early so that they can recover them and protect the public. Our main goal is to keep our communities safe.
They're the proactive arm of your organization, if you will. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. They are the proactive arm, and we also provide grant funding for counties for prosecutors, and then we also provide for public awareness funds for law enforcement.
Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of 5-0 Info. I can't thank my guest enough, Fred Zumbo, the director of Arizona Auto Theft Authority. And it's funny because when he came in, I instantly recognized him. He's been around for how many years, sir?
I've been in law enforcement for almost 35 years.
35 years. Thank you for your service. It was great to see you again, even though we couldn't remember each other's names.
Thank you, Darren.
I also want to thank you, the listening audience, because without you, there is no silent witness responsible for more than 200 arrests in a single year. So without you, there is no silent witness. And I also, speaking of silent witness, if you're interested in helping silent witness, you can buy my book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. 100% of my proceeds go to Silent Witness. You can go to twistedbuttrue.com. So until next week, stay safe.